Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Currie. I'm your presenter for the session of Senior Focus. And I have in the studio with me Barry Coates. Welcome, Barry.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie.
And Barry's been a regular on this program over the last few years, so this is about the third or fourth time we've had you in. Barry has also been a very solid donor to the program and keeping us on air in the past year, so that's very, very important that we have valued interested people that are supporting the program. Thank you very much.
Pleased to help. You do a great job, Anne-Marie.
And our session today is on KiwiSaver and ethical investing. So there's been more in the papers recently about KiwiSaver, varying aspects of the management of it, how people get their money out. And also there's been an announcement recently that the government would support helping people who want to keep in the KiwiSaver once they turn 65. And I thought it's very worthwhile mentioning on the program because I came across under the Electoral Commission website information about people wanting to work in the elections, and it pointed out that they could, if they were over 65 and they were still in KiwiSaver and they had KiwiSaver, they could elect to put 4% of whatever they earn during the election period of being employed by the Commission, they could be putting that 4% of their pay into their KiwiSaver, and that would be matched by the Electoral Commission as an employer. And all they had to do was fill out the right form. But if you didn't go to the website or read the website fully, just skip through in a hurry when you were looking for applying, you might not actually see that, or you might not think it applies to you because you might think, I'm over 65, the employer won't pay, and you might be thinking like that, so therefore you wouldn't be expecting that. So I'm just sort of pointing it out that it's a change and it's something you can look forward to and participate in. So that's the announcement of the session, and let's get down to business. I think also that with KiwiSaver, there's often negative publicity, and that tends to colour how newspapers report on it. And yet, if you're looking ahead, it's obviously a very positive vehicle, and it's obviously gives a certain amount of tax relief because it's a managed fund. You're not paying extra high tax if you're a high earner. So if you've got already an alternative income or a passive income, or if you're a property owner and you rent property, or you inherit property and you've got other income coming in, or you've got a business that you're still managing and running, then you're not disadvantaged with KiwiSaver because the amount of tax you pay off your KiwiSaver is capped, and it's capped at a reasonable level. So that's just another advantage for people staying in it rather than taking their money out of it. So I'll hand over to Barry, who can explain about Mindful Money, how it's been set up and what it's designed to do in terms of the information that it can provide about the variety of KiwiSaver funds out there and the way in which you can understand more about what your fund is invested in.
Thanks very much, Anne-Marie. And I should start off with a disclaimer to say that I'm studying exams as a financial advisor, but I'm not a registered financial advisor, so I'm not giving financial advice here. I'm telling you about things that are good to know for investing your money. So let's start off. We're not only going to talk about KiwiSaver, we're going to talk about other investment funds as well. So if we start off with KiwiSaver, as you said, Anne-Marie, the law has now changed. So if you're over 65, you can still get a KiwiSaver. And that's a nice change because the KiwiSaver accounts often have slightly lower fees than another investment fund. So, you know, it's often, if you get a fund, they often offer a KiwiSaver variety and a non-KiwiSaver variety, so that your fund could be either one of those. And there's and the third option is you could also invest in shares directly. The problem with investing in shares is that if you invest in individual shares, there's always a risk that the individual companies will go bust or something, and so you carry extra risk. So it's a good idea to invest in a fund, because generally the risks of investing across a number of different companies, as you do with a fund, tends to be lower. There is a cost that you need to pay somebody for managing it, but often those costs these days are pretty low. So you're talking about often way less than 1%, sometimes even less than 0.5%. So it can be pretty low. The other thing is, at the moment, many people would put their money into a term deposit normally, but if you've ever looked at the rates on term deposit at the moment, they are approaching zero at a very fast rate. So really, you're not getting much interest at all in your term deposit. So that's kind of meaning that a lot of people are looking again at a KiwiSaver, or they're looking at some other kind of investment fund. Now, with a KiwiSaver, until you're 65 years old, your employer is required to put a match in for the amount of KiwiSaver you put it up to 3%. So that's the employer match that makes it well worthwhile, if you're working before 65, in getting the employer contribution. In addition to that, the government gives everyone a $1 for every $2 that you invest, and they give that as basically a free grant every year up to an amount of $521. So there are some advantages if you're under 65 to having that. However, those advantages tend to go away over 65. So the government match goes away and the employer contribution goes away, except, as in the example like the Electoral Commission that Anne-Marie quoted, some employers voluntarily give a match to whatever you put into KiwiSaver. So if you're working and your employer is a good ethical employer, then they will still match your KiwiSaver contribution up to a certain level. And the level quoted for the Electoral Commission was 4%. So that's well worthwhile discussing with your employer if you're over 65 to see if they will voluntarily match, because they're not mandated by law to do that.
And it may be a conversation that is worth having if you're currently employed and your provision stopped at 65 and you kept on working, but now the climate has changed and now the government's voluntarily doing this and this is becoming a new norm. It may be worthwhile having the conversation if you're having a salary review or you're having a... I know it's nerve-wracking because you might think, well, they might be going to reduce staff, and it's not necessarily the conversation you might have, but you could say that you're interested in restarting your contributions, and you could start on that basis. Yeah.
But behind all of this, there's a big question. And the question is, so do you know what companies your KiwiSaver fund or your investment fund is invested in? And what we've done is we've set up a new charity. It's called Mindful Money. And Mindful Money is able to show you what companies your KiwiSaver or your investment fund is invested in. And we're a charity, so we make that information available absolutely free. And what we find is that people go to the website, and they put in, it's very easy. You go to the website, it's called www.mindfulmoney.nz, and it's really easy to use. You go in there and you say, okay, I've got maybe an ASB growth fund or an ASB conservatives fund. So you start typing in ASB, and then the options will come to you. Just select which one is your fund, and then we'll show you all of the companies that you're invested in. What we've done is we've categorized it by the kind of things that people want to avoid. So we do annual surveys, and we ask the New Zealand public, what don't you want to invest in? What do you want to avoid? So the top one, people don't want to invest in companies that breach human rights, like Indigenous people's rights or child labour or slave labour or something like that. They don't want to invest in companies that abuse animals. Animal welfare is really important to New Zealanders, and including to seniors. They don't want to invest these days in fossil fuel companies because of climate change. They don't want to invest in companies that make weapons or companies that produce alcohol or gambling or pornography or tobacco or palm oil or genetically modified organisms. So what we've done is when you go to the website, we show you what companies are in your fund that fall into those 10 categories. And you can see it. And we tell you how much of each of those companies is in your portfolio. It has taken us a very long time to assemble all that data. And we're a charity, and we've had the benefit of literally 100 volunteers who have come along to help us with this information, because it's about transparency. We ought to know this information. We ought to know where our money is being invested and what kind of companies it's in. So you can find out all of that information. And that's not only for KiwiSaver, it's also for any other New Zealand registered investment fund. So it might be an ANZ fund or any other bank fund. It might be Fisher Funds or Milford Funds or anyone else. We've got all of that information on the website. And again, it's really quick and easy to use, and it's free. Mm. So the other thing is, once people find out what's in their funds, they say, okay, I want a more ethical fund. I want a fund that doesn't have these kind of companies. I want a fund that does good things in the world, that has better companies, higher standards. I want to support sustainability and renewable energy and all these good things. And so we've got this lovely little tool on the website where you put in what's important to you for your values. Do you care most about climate change, or do you care most about gambling, avoiding gambling, or do you want to, is it most important to you to avoid any companies that might abuse human rights or something? So you can put all of those in, and then we ask you to put in some stuff about what kind of investment approach do you want? And then finally, we ask about your risk profile. If you're older, typically you don't want to tie your money up for the next 20 years. You want to have a shorter kind of time frame to say, well, I might need my money in 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. And so when you put in those answers, what comes back is a number of funds that meet your criteria as closely as possible. So it's kind of a best match with your criteria. And these are pre-screened funds where we've made sure that they're actually ethical funds. And so you get to have a look at those, and if you like them, find out more about them. And if you like them, then you can switch your fund into one of those. And once again, it's really quick and easy to do that. And it's an entirely free service. So, you know, as a charity, what we're trying to do is we're trying to say, if we don't want to have kind of pollution in this world, if we don't want to have dirty rivers and polluted rivers and climate change, if we don't want to have child exploitation and bad practices, then what we need to do is we need to make sure that we're investing in good companies and not bad companies, because it's typically our money that is supporting these companies. So we need to make sure that our money is supporting things that we value, things that are ethically important to us. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate the New Zealand public. We're a kind of a new charity. So that's why not many people have heard of us yet. So please, you know, go and have a look at the website, www.mindfulmoney.nz, and that'll show you this information.
Yes, I'm thinking also there's a conversation to be had on Facebook, on my Facebook page, Anne-Marie Khoury, a public page. I can put something on there just to remind people. So if you forget what the website is, you can always look at my Facebook page. I think that a lot of people are starting to think about maybe reviewing what they're doing with their KiwiSaver, because it's one of those things you sign up for and the deductions are happening out of your pay over time, and it's maybe something like COVID that's actually got people thinking. I remember back in February a certain economist was advising that people should, particularly seniors, and that was why I listened. You know, they should quickly get their money out of KiwiSaver because COVID was going to be a huge economic downturn globally. It was going to affect so many shares and so on, so that you should get out as quickly as possible. Now, it's interesting. I pressed the pause button. During the Depression, many people panic sold things in the Great Depression, and only to find that inflation that followed was so bad that when they tried to recover, they couldn't get back to where they were before. And that's what happened to people who subsequently, earlier this year, divested themselves of their KiwiSaver shares, got their money out, and then there was a rise. So between the two lockdowns, although there had been a loss, it went back up again. So I know people who had 22,000 in their KiwiSaver seniors, and this figure dropped to 18. But it went back up, and it went up to 23,000. 23,500. So they actually were better off. And those that sold and then decided to buy back in actually were buying in at a higher price. So they actually paid quite a steep cost to do what they did. So one has to listen really carefully to advice, take alternative advice, and watch what Warren Buffett and people like that do, because not that I'm saying he's the guru that you have to follow, but it's just simply that people who've been around do know that when everybody's selling, that's when you hang on to yours, and when everyone's buying, that's when you don't buy. So that's quite a good basic rule of thumb. But going back to the ethical investment, I think the choices of ethical investment and the information about what companies were doing what with your money, that just wasn't around. It wasn't around until Mindful Money's come on the scene. So a lot of people were playing it safe, or thinking they were playing it safe, going with the banks, going with the ANZ Investor KiwiSaver, going with Westpac. And I know lots of people who've got their KiwiSavers with these banks. And if you look at the register of interests and of the parliamentarians, you will find they have to divulge which KiwiSaver they're in and so on. And most of them are in standard ones like AMP or ANZ or Westpac.
So one of the important things is that people should look for good information on their funds. And people often ask me, so isn't it the case that if you invest ethically, you pay more or you earn lower returns? And the answer is no, that's not the case, because there's been a huge body of research and evidence to say that, in fact, the comparison of funds across thousands of different studies has been undertaken by Oxford University and big financial institutions like Morgan Stanley and others. They've come to the conclusion that if you invest ethically, your returns are going to be at least as high, if not higher, on average, than if you invest in conventional funds. So far from being a penalty for investing ethically, actually it's a good financial return on average. And, you know, that's important because the concern about your financial return shouldn't stop people from doing it. And there's a really good example at the moment that many funds in New Zealand, or until recently, 98% of funds in New Zealand invested in fossil fuels, and companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron and these big oil companies and coal companies and so on. And I had a look at the figures the other day. The average of the index, you know, the kind of average for all these companies, had fallen by 63% for oil and gas companies over the past 5 years, at a time that the average market went up by 48%. So they lost a massive amount of money. And so the people who said, well, I think there's a climate risk here, I think climate change is real, there's a serious risk that these companies that produce oil and gas are going to have poor business prospects in future, and a lot of their oil reserves aren't going to be worth anything because we can't burn them all. Those people, in a way, have been proven right. And so that's the kind of ways in which ethical investing actually can show better returns. And, you know, for most people, if they think about the most trusted companies and the companies with good brands and the companies that people really like, they're typically companies that have a strong sustainability ethic, have a strong ethical basis to them. So, of course, they earn good financial returns as well. You know, they have loyal customers, they have employees who are motivated, they don't get sued for environmental liabilities. So those kind of factors make investing ethically a good financial proposition, as well as doing good things for the planet, doing good things for society, and making you feel good about the kind of companies that you're invested in.
That's really interesting, because I hadn't actually come across the hard figures, the 63% drop in the oil and gas companies' value.
Coal companies even worse.
Coal companies I knew about, but I didn't have a figure for oil and gas. And the 48% rise, that's significant. But I think the idea that you need a trusted brand and you need to be valued and seen to be playing a good wicket, you need to be seen to be having good reputation in society. And I know there are companies in Auckland, I won't mention any companies, but there are players in Auckland and the housing market. There are people in the agricultural sector who have got a somewhat mixed bag.
Yeah.
And they've had mixed results, and in some cases they've had disastrous losses. And some of that's due to the fact that the brand has been damaged by some of their behaviour, some of their investments, some of their unethical behaviour and so on.
Yeah, that being said, you don't want to stick with brands that are kind of behind the times or that are kind of ignoring the things that are going on in the world. And most people have invested their KiwiSaver in the banks because they're the banks. They haven't said, okay, well, maybe there's more specialised funds that you can invest in. And most of the funds on the Mindful Money website are really good fund managers that have got a fantastic track record, and they're doing a great job for their investors. So it's, you know, it's an encouragement for people who may have their KiwiSaver or their investment fund with a bank or a big institution to have a look around and look at some of the alternatives there. Look for the fund managers that have good ethical policies and a good track record. And again, you know, there's lots of those on the Mindful Money website.
Yeah. I think people will be really surprised at how easy it is to use that website. Because I noticed when I went on how user-friendly it was, much more user-friendly than banks' websites, by and large. And how fascinating. I actually needed to set aside some time so I could really delve in and do some comparisons and look carefully.
It's what we find, that people get on the website and they really enjoy playing around with it and so on. But if you wanted to just go and say, I'm going to switch my fund to a more ethical fund, I've only got 10 minutes to do it, you can do it in 10 minutes. People tell us that they look for the information, they get all the information they need, they see what the alternatives are, and they're able to make a good, informed choice and find a more ethical fund. And for many people, this is something that has been on their New Year's resolutions to do for the last 10 years or their to-do list. They say, oh, yes, I've got to look into this ethical investment thing, you know, maybe I should do something about it. And they don't realize that actually it's much easier to do. And it's the whole thing about mindful money. We've tried to make it really easy and simple because it's backed up by an enormous amount of research. But you don't have to go through the research because we've done all of that. And we're just helping you because we've put it all there in an accessible way.
And just thinking of intergenerational conversations here, yeah. I know a lot of older seniors have invested in KiwiSaver because they've set KiwiSaver up for their grandchildren. And they've often done this through the bank that they bank with.
Yep.
So they won't have looked at mindful money necessarily or thought about the future of where we're going with fossil fuels and all this kind of thing. But they are certainly interested in making sure their grandchildren have a really good nest egg.
It's true. You
know, so it would be very good because the grandkids are often very au fait with the internet and search engines and so on. So they could actually get on together.
Yep.
And they could have a conversation and look at moving this KiwiSaver. The child might be 8 or 9, but this would be a really good exercise.
And they can understand about the environment and society and good things. When we started, we kept on seeing all of these people who had done a switch of their KiwiSaver, but they'd done it kind of 3 times, and we wondered what was happening, and it was that they were doing it for their children or their grandchildren as well. And so that's really good advice. It's a nice thing to do in conjunction with kids or grandkids.
I think it's also good to allow the children to understand, because they're quite motivated about climate change.
Yep.
They're very worried about it. So this gives that opening, and it allows them to feel more involved in what's happening with their money.
It makes them feel good about their money. You know, it's very easy to feel bad about oh, I don't want to invest in companies because I think they're all kind of terrible. Actually, there's some really good companies out there, and this is one way to be able to support those companies and avoid the ones that you don't want to support.
And I think often older people who aren't so internet savvy might not feel as comfortable searching on the web for their own KiwiSaver outcomes, maybe. Yep. So depending on the age of the seniors, this intergenerational play could be very positive and very it could bring a lot of benefits, including financial benefits.
Absolutely.
To both parties.
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you, Barry, for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure, Emery.
Yes, and we hope that you will come back and talk to us again as the situation evolves, because it will, undoubtedly.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Thank you. Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.